Today, scientists at Harvard University said they have asked for permission from the school's ethical review board to clone human embryos in order to make human embryonic stem cells. The researchers intend to use those stem cells to study such diseases as Parkinson's and diabetes.
This news, together with the death of stem cell research advocate Christopher Reeve, put stem cell research in the spotlight. It also makes this a likely topic in tonight's presidential debate.
Senator Kerry supports expanding federal support for embryonic stem cell research. President Bush would continue the restrictions that he imposed 3 years ago. NPR's Joe Palca has a look at the science behind the stem cell debate.
The crux of President Bush's objection to expanded federal funding for embryonic stem cell research comes down to this. Here's Mr. Bush speaking at last Friday's presidential debate.
Embryonic stem cell research requires the destruction of life to create a stem cell.
That's technically correct, but if by life the president means a human life, it gets more complicated. To create embryonic stem cells, you must destroy an early-stage embryo known as a blastocyst. This is a microscopic ball of a couple hundred cells. That blastocyst could become a human life if you take it out of the test tube and implant it in a woman's uterus. But if you don't do that, it will only survive as a clump of cells. It will never become a baby. Despite his concerns, President Bush did permit federal funding for certain embryonic stem cell lines taken from embryos where the life and death decision had already been made, to use the president's words. There are about 22 lines of cells currently available to researchers.
There's going to be hundreds of experiments off the 22 lines that now exist that are active.
The president is right to say there are going to be hundreds of experiments, but Senator Kerry is right to say there's a problem. Here's the senator from last week's debate.
The lines of stem cells that he's made available, every scientist in the country will tell you, not adequate, because they're contaminated by mouse cells.
Maybe not every scientist in the country, and contaminated is rather pejorative. Still, the cell lines approved for federal funding were all grown in the presence of mouse cells and could have picked up some non-human material. That wouldn't be such a big issue if the cells were just being used for research. But if embryonic stem cell research matures to the point where these cells might be used for therapy, that non-human material could become a problem. And it's the potential for therapy that's the really big question. Clearly, adult stem cells can be used to treat diseases. Bone marrow transplants are a kind of stem cell already used to treat certain blood diseases and cancers. But embryonic stem cells can, in theory, be used to replace any damaged cell, not just blood cells. And since they will divide indefinitely, they become an inexhaustible supply of cells. That's why scientists are excited about the potential of embryonic stem cells for treating disease. Researchers also say those cells will be useful for studying disease. That's what some Harvard scientists have in mind. Kevin Egan is a junior fellow at Harvard. He says many diseases arise because of the way someone's genes interact with their environment. So the idea would be to make embryonic stem cells from someone with Parkinson's disease, say.
If we have an embryonic stem cell line, we can, in a sense, ask that embryonic stem cell line to undergo the steps of neuronal development, say, towards a Parkinsonian disease state many, many times, and each time change the environmental conditions and ask how that ultimately affects the disease state in those cells.
But Egan says to make an embryonic stem cell line from a Parkinson's patient, you'd have to use a technique scientists call somatic cell nuclear transfer, better known as cloning. Egan says the plan is to take skin cells from someone with Parkinson's and then put those cells into human eggs from which most of the DNA has been removed and use the cloned embryos to make embryonic stem cells. Egan says none of these cloned embryos would be transferred to a woman's uterus.
There will be no human reproductive cloning in any of the experiments that we propose or carry out.
Egan says he and his colleagues are still waiting for approval from all the appropriate review boards at Harvard. If Harvard's plans become a topic in tonight's debate, expect the candidates to differ. The Bush administration has supported efforts to ban all forms of human cloning, including what the Harvard scientists are proposing. Senator Kerry supports the use of cloning to make stem cells. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.